Millions of Iranians have celebrated Eid al-Fitr, which marks the end of the holy fasting month of Ramadan by performing the eight prayers. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, led the eight prayers in Tehran on Monday in Imam Khomeini Musalla, or Prayers Ground. Addressing the hundreds of thousands strong congregation, Ayatollah Khamenei felicitated the Iranian nation and other Muslims on the occasion, which he described as a day of compassion and receiving reward. The leader said this year's Ramadan was a blessed month in a true sense for our nation, since the atmosphere was one of spirituality, which indicated a genuine Ramadan. Ayatollah Khamenei lauded the Iranian nation's participation in Iran's recent presidential elections, as well as the international Quds Day rallies held annually on the last Friday of Ramadan. He noted that the Iranian people participated in international Quds Day rallies in the scorching heat of long summer days, accomplishing a truly great job. The leader further lauded the response of the Islamic Revolution Guard Corps, DIRGC, to a June 7 terrorist attack in Tehran with missiles strike, which targeted the ISIL terrorist group headquarters in Syria's Deir ez-Zor province. Ayatollah Khamenei said this powerful retaliation by the IRGC was also a great accomplishment. Elsewhere in his speech, the leader cited cultural issues as being among the most important issues. He warned that there are many openings in this field, which the enemies utilize to infiltrate the country. Touching on regional developments, Ayatollah Khamenei said, the calamities in Bahrain, Yemen, and some other Muslim countries are major wounds on the body of Islam. The leader out of the Islamic world must explicitly support the Yemeni people and voice their disavowal and aversion of tyrants and oppressors who assaulted them in abominable ways during the month of Ramadan. Elsewhere in other Iranian cities, great number of enthusiastic people participated in Eid al-Fitr prayers by attending the eight prayers en masse. The great Iranian nation showed their appreciation for the spiritual gains and the holy month of Ramadan. Well, now this is just in that a bus has been exploded. Some news sources indicate that a bus has exploded in the French capital, Paris. We will definitely in northeastern part of Paris. We will definitely inform you if we get more news. Now, meantime, Iran's leader said, today Muslims are obliged to fight against the Zionist regime with whatever means, seeing Palestine as the foremost issue of the Islamic world. Ayatollah Khamenei made the remark in a speech to a large group of ambassadors from Muslim countries, as well as high-ranking Iranian officials and ordinary people on the occasion of Eid al-Fitr on Monday. The leader said, according to Islamic jurisprudence, when an enemy occupies a Muslim land, jihad in any possible form becomes everyone's duty. Ayatollah Khamenei added, today, the resistance against the Zionist regime is obligatory and necessary for all Muslims, but why do some Muslims evade this important duty? Referring to the ongoing conflict in Yemen, Syria, Iraq, and North Africa, the leader warned of the great danger of forgetting the Palestinian issue. Reiterating that Palestine is the number one issue of the Islamic world, the leader warned that some governments in Islamic countries are trying to ignore the Palestinian cause and the decades-long Zionist regime atrocities against the defenseless people of Palestine. Ayatollah Khamenei described disunity as the most important problem and a great wound on the body of the Islamic world in the face of the enemy's efforts to fan the flames of sectarianism, religious, and territorial strife. He said division and discord are harmful to the Islamic Ummah, while on the other hand, proximity among Islamic countries is in accordance with the divine wisdom and in the interest of all Islamic countries. Hailing the participation of millions of Iranians in international Quds Day rallies last Friday, the leader said, This was a great manifestation of Islamic unity by Shia-majority Iranians for a Sunni Palestinian nation. Touching on recent remarks by a United States lawmaker in supporting the recent terrorist attacks in Tehran by the ISIL terrorist outfit, the leader said the U.S. congressman defended ISIL terrorists because he's against the essence of Islam and Muslims. Ayatollah Khamenei said this behavior requires awareness and vigilance, but unfortunately, Islamic governments are neglecting such open hostilities. Iranian Foreign Minister has emphasized the need for setting up a security forum to promote dialogue among the Persian Gulf states. Addressing a meeting of the European Council on Foreign Relations in the German capital Berlin on Monday, Mohammad Javad Zarif said the arms race in the region had influenced relations between some Western countries and regional states. He called on European countries to use their influence to diffuse tensions in the Persian Gulf after the House of Saud regime and its allies severed relations with Qatar. The Iranian foreign minister pointed to the countries who claimed that Iran and Qatar were supporting terrorism, saying they were trying to shun responsibility for their own failures in addressing the demands of their own people. Iranian parliament or the Majlis speaker arrived in Seoul on Monday to confer with his South Korean counterpart and other senior officials on bilateral ties and regional developments.